All right. Good to have everybody out. Go to John chapter 9. And like I said, if I go into some type of convulsion or something, just give me a minute and I'll get the contact out. And yeah, I have the case with me and then we'll survive. Maybe I should turn that off. Hang on, just... Oh, that's bad. Hold on just a moment. It won't turn them all out. But it will kill two of them. That might help if I don't have a windstorm. Okay, John chapter 9. Verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, How were thine eyes open? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do thank you once again for us being able to be in the house, in your house of worship, Lord, to give praise and honor to you and to listen to your word and for what it has, what it will speak to in our hearts. Lord God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that freedom that we do have. And Lord, we ask that, Lord, you would continue to bless us, that, Lord, we can keep this freedom, that we'll be able to continue to come to your to the church and to the church building and to sing praise and worship to you and hear your word. But Lord, I know that many over years past have suffered persecution. They've had to go into hiding in different places, had to go out in different places. And Lord, give us the boldness that if we ever do get to that point in this nation, that Lord, we will continue to be faithful to you and to stand for you. And we thank you. And these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Really, it's kind of odd how this come about. There's two verses in there I want to talk about. And it really totally doesn't have anything to do with this. But this is pretty awesome. This blind man that Jesus healed, gave him his sight. Hang on to this and go over with me to the book of Amos. Whoop, wrong direction. Book of Amos, that's in the Old Testament. Sometimes it's kind of hard to find. It's tucked away in there. Book of Amos. When I get there, I'll tell you. I'm not doing real good. What page, Diane? Just give me a page number. 938. Boy, that makes it really easy. I skipped over it three times. So page 938 if you got one like mine and Sister Diane. Chapter 8. But now hang on to John. We're going to go back to John. So chapter 8, this is This is speaking to the people of Israel, and it's speaking in advance of what we know of right now, in future sense. Verse 11, he said, "Behold, the day is come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Go back to John chapter 9. Now, we're getting in our day and time, honestly, we're seeing that come into being. It's getting hard to really find people that will stand and preach the truth. We talked about it this morning in our message we had. But it's getting to where it's harder and harder to find that. You can go to, churches are not hard to find. It's easy to go to church. If you can't go to church, it's just because you ain't trying. There's lots of churches out there. Lots of places to go to what they call worshiping the Lord. That's all. I'm not going to get into that. But it's getting to, we're starting to see, and it's getting to the point to find someone that will stand and tell the truth and preach the entire truth and not water it down. It's getting hard to find anymore. And it's kind of odd, even in the southern U.S. and in parts of the eastern U.S., it's getting the same way. And I told you, I was kind of shocked when I went to I went east. Where'd I go? Pennsylvania. I went to, my pills really work. You want to buy any? No. I do take, but anyway. we'll leave that one alone. When I went to Pennsylvania for Ryan's funeral, I told you, it was a shock to me. I'm used to seeing Baptist churches. It don't matter where, I'm going to be up front with you. Where I went in the U.S., which I've traveled all over this country, I've always found Baptist churches. But when I was in Pennsylvania, in the part I was in, I saw one Baptist church in 2.5 hour trip on the back roads because MapQuest thought it was funny to send me the back roads. And then I was told which way to go that would make it 2 hours and 1 minute instead of 2 hours and 30. And I didn't see a Baptist church that way either. I'd seen one the whole time. And I'm like, and I asked them guys, I said, "Are there any Baptist churches around here?" He said, "No." And we went back in the country, and we buried Brother Ryan's casket, his body was way back there in the sticks. Come by this one sign, it said, "Turn sunshine off, turn sunshine on," two knobs. One was white, another one was black. Black for night, white for daylight time. Ain't nobody getting that one. It was far back in the sticks. But I didn't see one back there either. I saw a lot of different other denominations, but I didn't. Now, I'm partial to Baptists, believe it or not. But I told a guy, I said, "I'm a biblicist first." I said, "I follow the Word of God," which hence is the reason I'm a Baptist, because I believe Baptists follow it closer than anybody there is. But I'm a biblicist. Baptist ain't going to get you to heaven. What will get you to heaven is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with what denomination I am. But, so it's getting hard to find it where they really stick to everything in here and they're not afraid to speak what ought to be spoke. Now, there's going to come a day that they're not going to find it at all. Of course, me doing that in here. No, bless you. There's going to come, I did that. I got to stop for a minute. I did that one day when COVID first started in Smith's. And almost everybody in there ran. I'm like, good grief. Because I pulled my mask off to sneeze. I wasn't going to sneeze in my mask. I'm sorry. I just ain't doing that. That's nasty. There's going to come a day when there's not going to be the Word of God here. It's not going to be here. Now look at verse 4 again of chapter 9 of John. I must work the works of him that sent me. Now, let me ask a question. Who sent Jesus? God did. God sent Jesus. And he sent him to do the works. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. That's not talking about the sun is setting and it gets dark. That's really not what that's talking about when you really get to studying it. It's talking about when Jesus came here. Jesus is the light of the world. And as long as he's here, there will be light. And we can do the work. You see, when Jesus died, the Holy Spirit came down. He sent the Comforter. And when we get saved, we get the Holy Spirit, which, guess what? Jesus is God. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
He was 100% man. He was 100% God. But it's through Jesus Christ that all of these things get done. Now, when he left, he sent the Comforter. He's still the light of the world. He's here. Now, I'm going to be up front with you. That light is getting kind of dim. Eli. Isn't it Eli? That Samuel spent the night with? Eli, he raised Samuel, okay? And well, if you remember, God said, Samuel. And he jumps and runs to Eli, and Eli says, I ain't called you, go back to bed. Samuel. He goes back to Eli, I hadn't called you, go back to bed. Samuel. He goes back to Eli, and Eli says, oh, yeah. When you go back in there and you lay down, when he says, Samuel, say, yes, Lord. You know, it took him three. Do you ever wondered about that? It took Eli. Eli was a great man. He was a prophet. He was a priest. And yet he didn't realize that God was talking. Why was that? When you go study about Eli, you'll find out that this will be funny to my son. The wicks went out. The fire went out in the temple, in the tabernacle. They wasn't paying attention. He wasn't listening to God the way he should have. Things were getting dim. And so that's the way it is today. Things are getting dim today as far as the light's concerned. But why is that? The reason why is because there's a remnant of Christians here that ain't near as big as they used to be. I'm going to be up front with you. I think God's starting to take them out one by one. And they're leaving pretty quick. It's kind of like a guy explained to me one time. He said, you take a big old jug, he said, and take a big, huge deal of honey and pour it in there. And then when it overflows, it flows down and it just eases out. The honey covers everything. You know, years and years ago, Christianity was everywhere. And the light was bright and people never... All of these things that we see out in the open, all of that was hid. Listen, all this stuff has always been around, but it's been hid. There's nothing new under the sun. There's always been the homosexual. There's always been the lesbian. And there's always been the drunkards and the drugs. But they've kept it hid. Now it's just open up, wide open. But why is that? Because the honey ain't near as thick and as spread as it used to be. And that's sad. But that's where it's heading. It's heading to, that's what the Lord is talking about. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as there's Christians here, there'll always be a light. It may not be as bright as it was, but it'll always be here until he takes us out. When he takes us out, that's what he means. While it's day, we're to be working for the Lord. Because there's coming a day when you're going to be gone. I've said this before. All of these people, they'd love to see us out of here. They'd love to see the Christian gone. But not long after the Christian's gone, they're going to be saying, boy, I sure wish they was back. Because it wasn't near as wicked. Our world is, we live in a wicked world. I was reading in the news, some woman, 30 years old, forget where she was at now. California? You don't even know what, you do know what I'm talking about. Stabbed her 2-year-old, her 3-year-old, and her 6-month to death. Something's wrong with that. And you can look at her, shows a picture of her. She's got that dark look in her eyes. You know, you run across that. If you get to, I call it people watching, because it's the cheapest entertainment there is. Sometimes it's free. But you get to watching folk. And you can see folk sometimes and you're like, they got some serious issues. There's some people out there that just people, they just living, you know, they're not evil. They're not trying to do bad things. They're just living their life. But then you'll every now and then you'll see them. And if you look in the eyes, you know, the eyes tell a lot. And when you look at them, you're like, man, they got some serious problems. That's scary that you can recognize that. You know, Proverbs tells us about the eyes. There's a lot to be said about that. And it's never really hit home as much until COVID come around. Everybody's wearing these masks. And you can read eyes. And I had a guy pop off at me one day about something. I forgot what it was. And he read my eyes. And he went like this to finish what he was saying. And I just started laughing. But anyway, you can read a lot in the eyes. And it's interesting. I don't know even how I got on that. So we need to be doing the Lord's work. And I know we hear that all the time. But we've got to hear it all the time. Because the night is coming. There, honestly, and I'm there. Here we go. I'm ready for it. I'm trying to change my thought on it. I'm ready for it. I'm not just so angry. I kind of, be honest with you, I kind of like the world. I don't love the world, but I like it. It's a nice place, you know, the majority of the time. I kind of like the house and being around all the grandkids and playing around with the dog and, you know, I mean, and meeting new people and stuff. That's cool. But I am ready for the rapture. Amen. When it happens, it's going to be like, oh, that, you know, that's good. It won't matter that it's taken this long. But do you realize, and I've said this before, but it just came to my thoughts earlier today. Do you realize 6 days the Lord created the earth, 7th day he rested? The earth is almost 7,000 years old. It's going into that. The 7th day, he rested. There's a lot of people have studied that for years and years that say, well, the earth's 6,000 years old. When it goes to 7,000 years, that's the Lord's rest. That's going to be when the millennial starts. Well, we got to be leaving here then pretty quick. But they don't know exactly when it is. They've studied and studied in the timeline. Some of them say it's been 6,998 years. And then there's a few of them I've read on. Some of them it's 6,000. We've still got about 50 more, by the way. Personally, I think we've got 13 years left. But anyway, you know, how many you think we got left? 10? 5? 8? 50? You don't know, do you? How many you say? Come on, give me a number. 155. 155. What do you say, Kaylani? 220. You know, there's people that do that, though. Does it matter? In 100 years, there ain't nobody in this room. It's going to really matter, too. Because I pretty much say, unless the only one that might make it would be the little one right there, Gracie. She might make it 100 years from now. You never know. But if not, hey, all of us in here are going to be dead and gone. You ever think of that? People don't like to think about that, but that's true. So what really the message that came to me was, I need to be about doing the Father's business, just like Jesus said, he's got to be out doing the Father's business. That when he left us in charge of all that. He didn't leave it for an angel. Although, you know, I don't want the people to listen to an angel any more than they listen to us. But he didn't leave it for an angel. He left it for us to tell others about Christ and to let them see that in us. That's what you want. You want them to see that in us. And we need to do it while it's still day, because there's coming a day when there's going to be a famine of the word worse than what we're seeing now.